Hey, yo, what's up? Y'all, welcome back to the podcast that you know that I don't ever really do that often. But, you know, I was in the studio tonight and, you know, I was going through, you know, I have to put these little banks and libraries of things, sounds and stuff I want to use. And, you know, sometimes I go in and do some EQing and some stretching and, you know, adding some effects just so that I can have some different textures, you know. Not only when you're making tracks and inspiration hits, but just so, you know, so the live show, because, you know, at this point, the live show is just it's a freestyle session, you know. It's just how quickly can you make something that inspires you to do whatever, you know. It's a freestyle. It's a musical freestyle. And jazz. And so I was in the studio in here and I was working on some stuff and making up some libraries. And I ran up on the Jude Law sample. And, you know, this is something that, you know, really nobody knows but me. But Jude Law was like the last track that was like produced for the Green Seed record on the Drapetomania album on Communicating Vessels. And that was when the shift had happened for me. And it just like this sample brought out that this is when a shift happened. And it had happened because, you know, when you're in the Green Seed, you know, when we were doing that at first, you know, you're really trying to show camaraderie and like friendship and, you know, everybody working together and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And you're trying to give that vibe off because that's who, you know, that's who everybody was. But you start seeing your audience change, you know, and I remember being at a show where, you know, it was kind of a, you know, like a frat dude kind of, you know, and he's all like, you know, oh man, you know, y'all are cool. And, you know, comparing us to, you know, Nelly and, you know, just really just having too much fun listening to our music. You know, like, I mean, he just looked like, hey man, like y'all are making the party tight. And it's just like at that moment it really dawned on me that I didn't want to make music for that. Like I didn't, like I wanted people to enjoy it, but I didn't want it to feel like, okay, let's get like, because this guy, I mean, he's literally just running around, he's one of the countryest dudes next to me, and it was just like, man, I just don't want to be these people's clown, man. You know, like you'd finally just reached that point. It's just like, man, if I'm going to go out doing exactly what I want to do, and I'm not doing it for anybody, you know, like I'm not doing it for anyone but myself. I told somebody and the other night and I said, yeah, I mean, I'm just finally just making music that I like to listen to. Like, I listen to my own music. And that's, I know that sounds so self-absorbed. I know it. God, I know it. But I like to listen to my own music every time music is on. I want to produce my own music all the time. So I've reached a point where I'm entertaining myself now, and it's like, hey, man, I didn't want to be those clowns. I didn't want to be the one that was just, you know, just out there looking for attention. Every time some attention can come up, oh, man, I got to get that attention. You know, sticking your face in every situation, you know, just always, oh, man, yeah, man, we can do whatever. No, man. No, I wanted to have a place in where I fit, and I didn't want to fit with the clown. Even though I have a show called Clown Show, which you can check and follow on Instagram, but even Clown Show is making fun of the idea that we're all clowns. We all have a, we all clown somewhere, but where do you want to be a clown? You know? And I'd just rather be in the more of the space of, if I'm going to be a clown, I'm going to be freestyling and feeling it and flowing it and just letting it recreate itself over and over and over and over again. And just never feel constrained and never feel like, oh, man, I got to be this. It's like, no, I'm just going to let it flow, man. So Jude Law's, when that happened, when I saw that frat dude running around, like, oh, man, y'all are the thing. It's like, uh-uh, no. So I came home almost immediately, and I just started looking for the grungiest, dirtiest, just weirdest stuff that I could find, and I started thinking about how I could present it, you know, in a weird form. And that was just the beginning of that. Now, that wasn't anywhere near as far off as I am right now. But at that time, that was about as far as I had gone. You know, weird signature, you know. And then just play off the idea that, you know, hey, man, there's no chorus till the end and there's only one. You know? I mean, just the arrangement, everything. Just always thinking about, okay, man, I don't want to do this whole, I'm doing 3, 10, I'm doing 16 bars. 1, 2, 3, I'm doing 16 bars. 1, 2, 3, I got 2 more verses to go. Oh, I got 16 bars. 1, 2, 3, like, man, no, man, get out of here with that. No way. No freaking way. No Curtis Blow. No. Uh-uh. That ain't it. So that was me getting ready to be like, all right, I got to break out of these hip-hop chains. these wanting to always, the hip-hop, hippity-hop-hop. Man, those are chains. Those are chains. They are. And they want to keep you locked into those chains constantly. No, man, get out of here. No chains. No chains, thank you. Okay? No. Mm-mm. So, I just wanted to say that, man. I just wanted to get on here and, like, that was like a Drapetomania diary. You know what I'm saying? That's probably what I'll name it. Drapetomania Diaries. Yeah, man. And I changed it. At that point in time, I was thinking, how can I make it dirty? And how could I make it odd, and as odd as it can go, so much in fact that people start to go, hey man, what is he doing? that's it. It's just so out there. What is he doing? Is he okay? That's it. That's where it's at. That's where the creative energy for me is at. And I'm not being anybody's clown. Gonna be there on my own terms, and being it to being everybody's darling all the time. That definitely ain't me. I'm a human being. You know, I've got levels. I'm not just one dimensional. Hip hip hippity hop, hippity hip 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 hippity hop, and you don't stop. So that's not me, guys. All right, I like rapping for sure. I can give you some odd groupings and odd, yes, that's me. That's who I am. That's how I go after this. So if you're looking for the, I'm a hippity hip, the hip, hip, hoppity, don't stop, the rocket to the bucket to the banging. Nah, man. Nah, kid. That's not du jour. That's not artiste. That's not any of this. So, Drapetomania Diaries, Jude Law. Spurned on the weird. Peace.